versus beer. Let's try that again. Correction versus bear market. One way or another, you make the call. Let's understand the difference between them, because understanding how they are different is really key here in understanding the marketplace. Michael Wakefield is Director of Research and Product Development at Swan Global Investments, on the phone from Durango, Colorado. Micah, nice to have you here. You know, it is an interesting market environment to watch in any given day. Volatility, big swings, and then everybody's trying to figure out what comes next. When you think about correction versus bear market, there is a difference.
Yes, and thanks, Carol. Thanks for having me. I think it's on everybody's minds kind of right now, obviously, with what the market has done so far this year, and they hear these terms thrown around, corrections, bear markets. And so we think it's really critical to make sure you understand the difference and kind of what they mean, how often they happen, and so forth. That way you can be better prepared when they happen and have better expectations. But corrections technically usually are, we think of those as a loss in market value of more than 10%, but less than 20%, and 20% drops are where we start to call that a bear market, right? So corrections usually are ones that can only last from a few weeks to sometimes a few months. It's what we're in one right now, began January 26th of this year, where the market fell a little bit over 10% in just around 2 weeks, and we haven't recovered from that. We're only down about 7 to 8% after today from that point. So we've recovered a little bit, but still in that kind of correction territory. And so the length, who knows? The big question is this just going to be a correction, or is it going to be one that turns into a bear market? You know, over the past 20 years, we've seen 5 market corrections and 2 obviously big major bear markets there with the tech crisis and in 2000, the decline of 47% over 2 years. And then the financial crisis, that other bear market, the really big one there, 55% S&P 500 fall there. That took 3 years to recover, the first one taking a couple years as well. So for investors, it's important to kind of make sure you know the difference and then really to have to look at, okay, with what the market is doing, are we just in a correction or could we be headed for a bear market?
Is that really the case that we've only had, if you look at the S&P 500 in the last 2 decades, 20 years, we've only had the S&P experience 5 market corrections. Is that really right?
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's obviously the ones, the market going down more than 10% that led to the bear market. So really you have it happen in 7 times, but 2 of those are the ones that go to the bear markets. But what's interesting about it, it sounds like it doesn't happen that often, but it actually really does happen more frequently than you think as far as correction territory. When you think of it as just a 10% decline either from January 1st, in the past 30 years, 27% of those years have experienced that type of decline, 10% or greater. And then 47% of the time over those 30 years, intra-year decline of 10% or greater, like we're seeing one this year. So if you go back another decade, you actually see it happening quite more frequently. But over the last 20 years, not really as frequently. We really didn't see many, didn't see any between 2004 and 2007. And then one thing that's important to note when you have to differentiate between a correction and a bear market is you can have some corrections within a bear market, like we saw after 2008. We saw in 2011 with the debt downgrade in the third quarter there. The market did, you know, swing down more than 10%, but it still hadn't recovered out of that bear market.
All right. So where do you think we are today?
You know, so that's the great question. It's the question of the day, right? We're obviously in a correction right now. And when we look at what corrections went to bear markets, obviously, the last 2 we can look at in 2000 and 2007, those hit correction territory and then didn't hit bear market territory for 5 months and then 6 months, respectively. So, you know, here we are just really a couple months after we hit this correction territory. I would say we're not out of the woods yet on whether this is just going to be a run-of-the-mill correction or whether it could really turn into a bear market. You know, obviously we, you know, at Swan, our process is to always be invested and always be hedged. And so we don't have to necessarily take market forecasts or predictions and play with that approach because we use options to hedge our portfolio after getting underlying exposure with ETFs.
Micah,
but we do believe.
Let me just ask you, what's the biggest problem with this market environment? Is it just a case of valuations got out of whack on a historical basis and so they needed to correct? Or is there something more fundamental that should be underpinning the market or justifying a move back up that isn't there?
Yeah, I think that that's something that we obviously are concerned about is the valuation of the market. You know, according to research firm Luthold Group, they track around 30 different valuation measures, and they actually just stated recently in January that the broad U.S. stock market is more overvalued than at any time in history. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, obviously they have the opinion with the things they're looking at, and, you know, we see their point that the market has obviously really had quite a nice run. We're in the second longest bull market of all time. It's in 9 years here. And, you know, the market has run very far and very high. And so that correction was overdue. Last year we didn't see a single correction of even 3%. No drawdowns last year of even 3%. So it was kind of overdue in the sense of we needed a correction. Now the bigger question comes, looking at the markets, is this headed to a bear market or not? We think there's a number of things that obviously could, you know, to be concerned about. You know, interest rates are probably going to continue to rise this year. Inflation could start to become more of a problem. We think the debt around the globe is at some precarious levels, especially in certain countries, and obviously the valuations here in the U.S. And so we do think that chance of it going from correction to bear market is potentially there, but you got to watch a close eye, obviously, on the economy. Usually recessions accompany bear markets, and we're not in a recession at this point.
Right, but markets do have cycles, and we've been in a cycle that's been unprecedented because of what we've seen from global central banks and the U.S. Fed, and now that we're getting kind of more or back to more normal policy with the Fed, maybe that means a more normal market cycle, which includes bear markets, corrections, and all that good stuff. Micah, thank you. Micah Wakefield, Director of Research Product Development over at Swan Global Investments, on the phone from Durango, Colorado.